faithful friends, welcome to Tom's Intimate Talk Show, the show that deals with all the problems that everybody has that no one seems to be talking about. I am here again in the comfort of the clouds to talk to you today about a topic that was again requested by you. And if you want to request this topic, please do get in touch via Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, whatever it may be. And the topic that's been asked of today is the topic of rebounding. A rebound relationship. What is a rebound relationship? Well, I'm going to tell you. A rebound relationship is when someone, after a breakup, tries to continue the advantages of the life they had become accustomed to. They'll either try and force things into the new relationship, even the same songs, even the same food that you used to eat together, all the date nights that they had with that person, they'll try and put them in the same place. It's almost a sickening and disturbing thing. They try and clone the relationship that they had before, where, you know, wear this, act like this, do that. They even try and change the person to be more like the person they had. Can you change your beard? That kind of thing. Or they'll try and make their last relationship out to be something they didn't even like and they didn't even want, and they'll force themselves into something completely new and something completely different. This guy doesn't have a beard, my ex has a beard. It's juxtaposing the last relationship and avoiding doing things that they did with their ex. Either way, they didn't give themselves enough time to heal from that last relationship, and in that it became an artificial vice. And in time, that becomes more evident to them, and they don't know it themselves at first, but it's certainly there. Rebound relationship will generally take on four phases. Everyone has a different idea of when a rebound relationship fails, because let's face it, 98% of the time, these rebounds will fail. It's very, 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 very rare that they succeed. And if you do it regularly and you're consistent at it, your statistics are even lower. Everybody has a different idea of when it will fail. 90% say it's in the first 6 months, 60% say it's in three, all that kind of thing. But the truth is, it's not anything like that. Around 5 or 6 months is the typical rebound relationship length. It can be longer, but generally speaking, on an average, that's what we're looking at. And here's how it maps out in the main phases of the rebound relationship. Phase one will be the honeymoon period. Everything's beautiful in this period. You're all young and carefree and in love, and the other person can literally do no wrong. It's also a sense of relief rewarded through easy romance. They didn't want to end the last relationship, even if they incited it. They may be wrestling with regret, they miss it, and so now they're finding the temp, a standing, and that is the other person that they can get the same experience from. It's not healthy, but they're in a vulnerable state themselves, so they don't care. It's all about them. They go for easy convenience, but in doing so, they don't allow for the other person's feelings, which is a real problem. The companionship is gone. The friendship isn't there, and if it was there, then this will definitely put an end to that as well. And they want people to see them as in love and happy. People don't want to be a joke, so they tell themselves it's real. And in the meantime, the rebound of choice is getting more and more invested in something that isn't investing in them. Phase two, the cracks in perfection, I call this phase. It's the candy clouds and all the, you know, the unicorns and the rainbows, they all begin to fade. This comes around 2 to 3 months in, and it starts with the first argument, your first fight. Things will begin to feel off. You'll find you argue about silly things like hanging out with friends of the opposite sex without telling you, and the trust that you haven't established with them will continue to cause friction from there. It will splinter more and you'll be in a very different vibe to what you were before, and you'll start to see the cracks in perfection. Then we move into phase three, fight or flight. This happens and it entails around a month's worth of deciding to fight or flight. A natural instinct. They'll either fight and you'll argue, and they'll begin to put pressure on the fractured glass that is your relationship. Emotions will be high, or if not fighting, they'll choose flight. They'll avoid all the problems and be less responsive, and they'll seem very distant. Something is bothering them, but they can't quite put their finger on it, and neither can you. Like, they're deep in thought. This will become more prevalent as this month goes on. They'll start to feel the nostalgia of their past relationship, and they will compare the new with the ex. Everything. It won't be the same. It's because it's new, and therefore not given as much time, but it's going to be seen by them as the ex being better and highlighting the artificial. Emotional attraction is key, and that clearly is missing in a new relationship. You can have physical attraction, but the emotional attraction normally takes a bit longer, especially if you emotionally weren't ready at the time, if you didn't take time to emotionally detach from the ex. So you're not ready to invest in another person. So that physical side will be there, but the emotional may never rear its head. And finally, phase four is the epiphany phase. It starts to come clearer to them, and then they end it. When they realize they didn't want it and what it was all about, they get the moment where they go, this is a rebound, and it comes to them. It might not be those exact words, but they will realize it. No time frame either, it just happened. Generally, again, up to the 6 month marks generally, that's it, they'll just walk away. They'll realize, I don't want this. They miss their ex, they change the outlook of the relationship. They see your relationship as more of a cost to them than a reward. And while it sucks to be the one who has rebounded with, you'll grow from this experience and you'll be sure to vet a little bit better in the future. They will realize the relationship itself isn't what they were trying to make it, and they're not as happy as they make themselves out to be. They start to remember the love they had for their ex, especially if the ex is practicing radio silence. More on that coming up in a future topic. They'll try to reconnect with their ex they're rebounding from. And if the ex is interested, they'll start talking again. But if not, they may even resort to another rebound relationship, because it generally, if you're repeating cycles, you don't learn. So what if you've been victim to a rebound? Well, after all this has played out, you must focus on your journey, learn from the mistake, get the answers to your questions and fix your pitfalls, and it will not be for nothing, and it will make them and their rebound relationship suddenly irrelevant. Learn from this and prepare for the situation in future. There are a lot of broken people looking for you to fix them. In future, have a take it or leave it attitude. It will make them lean more towards you. I know that sounds crazy, but if you want to get with someone so badly who is suffering from recently going through a breakup and they want a rebound with you, the best thing for you to do is to allow them to go back to their ex if they want to. If it didn't work out, it's not going to be a good chance of it working out again. Don't force them to choose you over them. It just won't happen. Allow them some freedom. Let them learn themselves. Be chill. Be relaxed. Take it or leave it. Be aware. It's a good attitude to have anyway on the dating scene early on. Just take it or leave it. Be aware. Because the start can be a good thing, but being needy will just push them away. And I'll tell you what, more on that in a later episode too. Don't sabotage yourself with the idea that you need to be picked. Don't let your ego ruin this if you really want it. Keep them at arm's length. They may even try and assert themselves into a relationship with you to fix their own insecurities gifted from the experience with their ex. But be an alpha, be chill. Allow them to be fluid with what they're doing. Only at first, but it will give you the best possible chance at something more down the line. But generally speaking, that's only in dire situations where you cannot possibly imagine not being with this person if you really want them. If it's someone who's just popped up, or is someone, you know, you're kind of like, I'm not sure, probably best to run a mile because they're not ready for that. And if they are ready for that, the universe and its plan, you'll end up where you're supposed to be. That being said, rebounding isn't always bad. You can do it right if you clear your head first, but you need to give it a break before you do so, so you can reassemble just a bit of your former self. Figure yourself out, have some fun, and if it flourishes from there, then fair enough, but you shouldn't be projecting your issues on other people. People aren't great, we all know this, and your brain tricks you into trusting people. It's okay to ask. Do your research, find out where the person's been, and you'll have a much better insight into where they're going, and if you're going to work in that vision of their future. People who are rebounding may also feel a need to consistently be with someone. Again, doing your homework on your new potential partner will establish this. Maybe you're addicted to love. Song. Haven't done a song for a while, there you go. Or maybe they just can't bear the idea of life without someone. I had an ex who overlapped every relationship she ever had since she was 16. I was young and foolish then. I didn't do my homework. I got hurt. It's important to do some homework. Don't be intrusive, but get an idea of what's happening. Learn the lesson and do the work. Ego is what it comes down to, my friends. Ego plays a big part. A narcissist on a rebound is a very dangerous and borderline toxic combination, because they do not care if anyone else's feelings get hurt. It's all about them. And if they need to experience the demise of that situation to get the message of where they're at emotionally, then I'm afraid everyone else and others' mental stability is the very least of their concerns. What they don't realise is it's been scientifically proven that time is the greatest healer. Time heals. Your brain will feel less attachment the more time passes between you and an ex. We should all bear that in mind, because we can all get that way, and we can all, you know, we all have moments. We all have highs and lows, and it's important to help each other, but more importantly, to help ourselves. I am, for this particular topic, out of time, so please do check back next week when I will have more content for you. Do follow the podcast on whatever streaming service you're using, and until next time, be good, be kind, and do the homework. It'll pay off in the long run. Oh, and don't get engaged too quickly. Fuck me.